job. Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Big day tonight, if you get my drift.
Oh, I do.
Game 4, Warriors-Timberwolves. Coming off a game 3 Saturday, Warriors got beat 102-97, and I'll just, haven't seen you all weekend, Goo. How you doing? And just start us off with how you're feeling about the Golden State Warriors.
I'm down. Oh. I'm down when it comes to the Warriors because they're down. They're down in the series 1-2, and Steiny, I'm not mad at anybody or one some person, but damn, this offense just right now is clunky. But the bottom line is they had it right there. And I'm hearing a lot of contradiction coming out of Warrior World. Shout out Sheed. You know, and I'm watching Jonathan Kuminga score 30 points, and I'm sitting there like, okay, hold on, wait a minute. I know it's about winning this game, but when the dust settles and you're mad or disappointed, you're like, okay. And I'm a guy that defended J.K. and felt like he should have been making contributions, but this was a guy that got DMPs that couldn't fit. I'll leave that there. Jimmy Butler, I apologize. I asked for you. You showed up. You did all you could, but when you go
for
to
most of the game,
but listen to this part: when you go to the podium and say you can make it work with Jonathan Kuminga, I think that's a shot at the coach because the coach said he couldn't put Dre and Kuminga couldn't work. So, all in all, tonight's everything, and you know, Stoney, I'm sitting there watching the game and I'm just thinking to myself, man, I don't ever want to get to this juncture, but it's real. This is what life without Curry is going to be like because his gravity changes everything. And this is my last thing before I throw it back to you. The youngsters, you got them into the party, but they were afraid to go ask somebody to dance. And maybe they'll grow out of that. But right now, this team is not going to beat Minnesota if the youngsters that made contributions all season long, and I'm not blaming them, but I'm not going to sit here and lie that they're not on milk cartons. And maybe I tip my cap to Minnesota. And I said that was the last thing. This is the last thing. Anthony Edwards is awoken, Steiny, and I'm afraid it's all outdoors tonight. Julius Randle has owned Draymond, I believe. And I'm disappointed in Draymond that you can muster up only 2 points without Steph Curry. How you doing?
You hit most of them.
Yeah.
To me, the biggest aspect of this series so far has been Julius Randle. Mm. And Draymond Green. After game one, Draymond has been,
man,
he hasn't been a factor at all. I think Randall's given him a little trouble with his length,
mm-hmm,
and his toughness,
and
also
his shoulders. Yeah.
And then if Draymond's not going to give you anything on the offensive end, you know, he had 2 points. He had two rebounds.
Oh, Steiny.
5 turnovers, and he ended up fouling out. I think we're seeing what we worried about with the young players. Moody is lost right now.
Man, okay.
For the last 4 or 5 games, Pajemski was very, very bad on Saturday. Couldn't make a shot, and that really hurt him. And Quentin Post has just played about 5 minutes in the last 2 games combined. And the good news is out of nowhere, Jonathan Kuminga gave the Warriors 30. And
36 minutes, partner.
Yeah, 36 minutes. And, you know, I mean, they need his scoring, so they're going to need to keep playing him. And, you know, it's too bad because this happens sometimes when a guy has a game like Jimmy Butler. I mean, he was absolutely fantastic, single-handedly keeping the Warriors in the ball game.
Yeah.
But he doesn't score in the last eight and a half minutes. And it's tough when you're carrying a team all game and you're playing against a younger, longer, more athletic team.
Mm.
And I think we just saw a little of that catch up with Jimmy Butler. He was 1 for 7 in the fourth quarter after essentially putting this team on his back along with Kuminga for the first 3 quarters and 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that. Jimmy, you know, kudos to Minnesota. The Wolves were howling, right, when they deemed – okay, this guy is the engine. Let's do our best to try to stop him and make it difficult. But in the day that Kuminga had it going, Steiny, I was hoping he would be the unsung hero in regard to he could be the Robin to to Jimmy's Batman. It kind of didn't work out that way. But you're trying to beat a talented, long Minnesota team. You need another guy, too. And I felt like Draymond, you know, he comes to mind first, Steinie. And I'm looking at Gary Payton a second. I mean, he's playing 26 minutes, Steinie, 2 points. And is that just good Minnesota defense? Or did I fall for fool's gold in the regular season when Curry was out there, everybody looked better? And if that's what it is, I shouldn't be shocked then. Well, everybody looked greater when Steph was out there. And when he's not, I'm looking at Payton. Steinie, not that he played bad, but I'm just like, 1 for 4. Like, offensively, nothing.
What role player's playing well?
Kuminga.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Pajewski hasn't been good. Yeah. Payton hasn't been great. I guess Looney's been okay. Moody's been a no-show. Post has been a no-show. Santos hasn't played enough to be a factor one way or the other.
Yeah.
But
and I won't dare talk about the refs, Steinie, but I thought the charging call on Julius Randle on Draymond, I think he picked up his fourth. I thought
that was a block.
You think it was?
Yes, that was a block.
Why, tell me why.
Because he was put his foot out like right before. It wasn't squared up at all. Like when I saw it, yeah. I said, that's a block. Now, they may call it a charge, but I thought it was a block. Yeah. But
I thought I was going to get overturned. It didn't. That's one play.
Yeah, I mean, the refs didn't cost the Golden State Warriors on Friday or Saturday night. I don't believe.
What can Kerr do? Like, would you make any adjustments, or would you just ride?
What can you do? He's playing everybody. He's played everybody. Right now, he's got to go into that game tonight thinking that Butler's going to give him something, and now Kuminga's going to give him something. They need somebody else. They need another player and a half, really, to help out. And Buddy almost did it. He was 5 for 14. Yeah. But, you know, the Timberwolves, that they had a fourth quarter that was like the fourth quarter they had against the Lakers, yeah, in a lot of those series.
33 points, man.
They outscored the Warriors by 9, and it just looked like the youth and the athleticism and the length of the Timberwolves eventually won out in that game.
So, you know, I'm looking at TJD. I'm happy he got the start. I didn't see it coming, Steinie. 7 points on the evening, and again, I'm doing this. You could tell me if I'm kind of cowering out, but the fact that Curry is gone, you still got to play a game, but it just lets me know and reminds me of the impact on every single player, including Jimmy and Draymond Green. But with that said, what do you do with pods? Just let a brother try to work it out? I'm not telling you he should be benched. Do you try to give Pat Spencer some run? And are you at a point to where I might do something that some people might call me crazy if you're the coach, but just something to try to get some of these guys going?
I don't know what you do. I mean, he put Trayce Jackson-Davis into the starting lineup. I guess he could take Pajemski out and put somebody else in. I don't know what that'll do one way or the other.
Or not even take him out, Steinie. Maybe condense his minutes and give it to see if Pat's got something going. But you're right. Go ahead.
I mean, listen, it feels like people are still underestimating either who the Timberwolves are or what the Warriors are realistically without Steph Curry. I mean, again, look at, I want to play a game with you on the other side.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a drafting game, and I think I can prove a point by doing it. But the problem the Warriors have right now from a practical standpoint is they are doing everything on the fly because Steph Curry's not playing. No player's absence impacts a team more than Steph Curry's does with the Warriors.
All right.
They have no idea. They have no idea what they hang their hat on when out without Steph Curry. So they'll hang it on Jimmy Butler. But they're still trying to do everything on the fly and play a different kind of style in the postseason. And Minnesota's gone through their kind of adjustment period with their new player, Julius Randle. And, you know, according to Finch, the coach, it took him half a year to get going.
Yeah.
Second half of the year, they were pretty good. And now Julius Randle is kind of up to speed. And the Timberwolves know what they're doing with each other. Mm-hmm. And they know how to play with each other. And it's going to be really difficult for the Warriors to overcome that without their best player. Yeah.
But the defense has been there, Steiny, I believe.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, when you don't have Steph Curry, you need other players to score. Butler did, Kuminga did, but they need somebody else to.
Any positives out of if you're a Warrior fan, or you can
Kuminga,
ask
Kuminga. Absolutely, right. Kuminga. I would say Kuminga was a positive.
You expect him to start tonight?
Maybe. I mean, I don't think it really matters. He played 36 minutes. He played the third most amount of minutes on the team. So he's obviously in the rotation. If he starts, he starts. If he doesn't, he's still going to play a lot. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you were up 5 with 7.5 minutes to go.
Damn, man.
And the Wolves went on a 13-2 run. And it was 90-84 then at the 3:20 mark. That was the key stretch. What did you guys see there in that fourth quarter where the Warriors let that one get away from them a little bit? 888-957-9570. Tune in for Warriors Live today. Presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. That segment also brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
And that's what life's about.
Looney dribbling, crossover on Gobert, takes him down, goes up left-handed, blocked away, loose ball deflected, Buddy Hield's got it. Hield behind the back to Kuminga, corner three is good! 70-64, the Warriors hustled their way into 3 points.
I'm Batman.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call, and yeah, the Warriors were up 70-64 in that one. They end up losing 102-97 to the Timberwolves. Game 4 tonight. 6:30 start at Chase Center. 5:30 Warriors live. Goo, let's do something real quick.
Kevin Costner, the draft.
Okay. If you have two teams, okay, the Warriors roster and the Timberwolves roster.
Okay.
Okay. Those are the potential draftees.
Okay. I wish Evan would play that NFL draft now. Okay. Versus NBA. Go ahead.
Who's your first player taken?
Steph Curry.
Curry. I'll take Edwards.
Okay.
Who do you want now?
I'm going Butler.
Okay, I'll go.
By the way, Steiny.
Yeah.
Game's at 7.
I was like 6th, but I didn't. Yeah. That's my quarterback.
Hold on.
He just told you.
Though. No, but I looked this up on purpose.
The Celtics and Knicks play before.
2-1.
I'll take Randall.
I'll take Dre.
Okay. I'll take McDaniels.
I'll take Naz Reid.
Okay. I'll take Gobert.
I'll take Kuminga.
Okay. And then I'll take...
Dude, this ain't as bad as you thought.
Well, that's because... So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Of the 9 players we mentioned... The Timberwolves have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they have 5 of the best 9, but Curry's not playing.
Well, I got you.
So the point is, I just don't understand. It's still, like, I'm not saying the Warriors can't win this series. But if you look at the rosters right now, the Timberwolves should win this series. If the Timberwolves don't win this series, they don't deserve it.
No.
I mean, they just don't deserve it, and good for the Warriors if they win it. But the Warriors are overmatched right now, and they're still hanging tough.
Okay, no doubt.
I don't know what more Warrior fans can ask for without Steph Curry.
There's no doubt. And, Steiny, I told you I got to watch the game with Myers and company, and I got to be careful because I won't say who said it, but that term – Minnesota better win this series without Steph was uttered a million times. And my question to you is, now that we're seeing the youngsters just in Warrior Land here, not maybe meet the moment, does that change your whole opinion of that young player? Because I don't know where I'm at. Am I going to let this – because right now it's going towards that, but they were up and had the lead, and they're getting nothing from some guys we could mention. And I'm thinking, if you could just give me something of yourself that mimicked what you look like in the regular season, we could be up 2-1. Maybe we'll win tonight. But my thing to you is, at what point do you draw the line and just say, okay, hands in the air, we don't have Curry? Because, Steiny, there was a point in that game, you're going to be shocked, I thought the Warriors might bring it home. And then Edwards got hot. So they're not getting things from young players.
Right. It's the playoffs. It's the second round of the playoffs, and none of those guys are stars.
Mm.
And the Timberwolves young players are Anthony Edwards, Jaden McDaniels, who's 24, Naz Reid, who's 25.
I get it,
Nikhil
man.
Alexander Walker's 26. And those guys all have more experience and have a bigger role on their teams, maybe with the exception of Alexander Walker, than Pods, Post, and Moody. They're more used to playing in those types of games.
And I guess you're saying, Stani, you are who you are right now. And right now you're without Steph. Kuminga is helping. And boy, he looked, I don't want to say incredible, but I was just happy for him. But Stani, I think if Minnesota is not buttoned up like I thought they weren't up into that fourth quarter where they scored 33 points, the Warriors got action. But if that dunk from Kuminga, which Edwards said got him going, he had an incredible dunk, then he start looking like Ant, mixed in with Julius Randle, then the Warriors have no chance, Donnie. But I don't know which one of those statements is going to be closer to the truth tonight. But I do know everybody here is talking about Game 6 when it comes to Curry as a possibility. You don't win tonight, there may be no Game 6. So now I feel like pressure's on this team that's already at a disadvantage.
Well, and you got to start wondering how Jimmy Butler will come back playing as many minutes as he did on Saturday.
Good call.
He had 40-plus minutes.
43.
And,
he re-aggravated his...
He was terrific up until the fourth quarter. Then he went 1-for-7. And that partially opened the door for the Timberwolves.
What could Draymond be doing differently, in your opinion?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea.
And if you're overmatched, you're just overmatched, and I get it. But when you get DPOY and you're top three and you think you're the best defender, and we've seen it, I mean, man, Julius Randle, Stani, has eaten in this series, and Draymond's like the only hope. I'm going Star Wars, the only hope to kind of like slow him down.
I mean, Draymond can't play 30 minutes and score just 2 points. Man. He just can't do it.
And foul out.
And that's the other problem I think the Warriors are having. They have too many players playing too many minutes and not scoring.
Oh, man.
Podziemski played 39 minutes. He had 5 points.
Damn, Pods.
This is the NBA. It's a scoring league for the most part. And I get it. It's the playoffs, so the scores aren't going to be as high. Gary Payton plays 25 minutes. He scores 2 points.
Dude,
you just can't. If you're only going to score 2 points and 5 points, like Pods and Payton, you can't possibly do enough in any other area of the game to offset that. I don't care how good Pods is playing defensively or Gary Payton II is playing defensively. Without Steph Curry, you can't play 25 to 30 minutes and not get into double figures. You don't have that luxury right now.
Wow.
Let's go to Marco in San Francisco to start us off. What's up, Marco?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey.
So, I'm really upset with the Vets. I'm upset with Draymond. I'm upset with, and upset's a relative word. They need to do more. So, Draymond, GP, and even Looney. Like, if you get a combined 10 points from those guys, you win this game by 5.
Mm.
Like, you can't, you know, and then the thing with Draymond that's frustrating is it looks as if he, like, checked out. When Curry went out, it almost looked as if, like, he's like, all right, you know, mentally, we're done. He doesn't look like the same guy that we see that's the, you know, the passion for the team, the heart of the team, leading guys. And, you know, I don't blame so much the younger guys. I mean, Post, he's a rookie. He was on a G League team. He's playing the best he can. But Pods and Moody have been here for a minute, and you cannot do what they've been doing and expect to win. Like, you've got to deliver, and my thing's on the Vets. They've been there. They've won chips. They've got rings. You've got to put up more than 2 points for, you know, a couple of those guys on that veteran roster, or you're just not going to do it. You're not going to win. With JK, I loved seeing him score, but I liked more his on-ball defense that he played that game because, you know, we know with Kuminga he could be up and down on the scoring side, and I'm not necessarily convinced he's going to go for another 30. But if he plays defense the way he did, I'm pretty happy with how he came out and played, you know, on-ball defense and looked to shut down guys, make them move the ball. So that was pretty good. But we got an uphill battle, guys. We got an uphill battle. We got to win tonight.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Marco. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and as down as I sound, Steiny, I won't even say that. Down or melancholy or whatnot. They only lost by 5, had the lead in the fourth quarter, so it also goes back to just how much stellar defense they're putting on display, but also, too, they're not rolling over. And I'm looking at Minnesota like, boy, you got to get it together, and they got it together. And now that was the third game in the series, Steiny, that the Warriors are not even eclipsed 100 points.
Yeah.
But now you're going down the rundown at the box scores, like we can see why, because you got a lot of guys not putting it in the hole.
I mean, if Buddy
26 shots.
Buddy had 14 on 5 of 14. I know that's not great, but
it was something.
I mean, at least he was able to get some shots off, and he was 4 for 8 from 3. Kuminga got 30. Butler had 33. Other than that, I mean, they can't score. Like, they just can't score. And again, this is, to me, it's all about Steph Curry, because all the role player shots right now are way more difficult
root canals
than they had been when Steph Curry plays.
No doubt, man.
And, you know, here's the other thing, this is from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Minnesota turned the ball over 21 times. 21 times. I mean, that was a game that was there for the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game 4 tonight, 7 o'clock start. Warriors live at 6. So we'll have it all right here on 95.7 The Game. Let's go to Javier.
Our man.
Javier's in Vacaville. What's going on, Javi? Javi going once. Oh, Javi doesn't usually do that. That's going to cost him. Yeah.
Let's go to say it wasn't on him.
Let's go to Xavier. Hey, what's up, Xavier? How you doing?
I'm ready for the Javi. What's up, fellas?
What's up,
all
man?
Right, here we go. You know what I got. Here we go. The starting lineup, fellas. This is what we need. We need Jimmy, Buddy, JK, Dre, and Post as our starting five, man. We can have for the sixth man. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we got number 2 for the sixth man. Got GP. We got D, Moody, and Loon for the second unit, man. You know, by the way, Stein, number 2 does not play defense. Just want to throw that out there. Moody plays defense for the last caller.
Who's 2?
He's
Who's 2?
Number 2 yeah. on our team?
Yeah, I don't know the numbers.
He hasn't earned a nickname. In my book, he hasn't earned a nickname. I don't know where the nicknames come from. I don't get it. But Moody's been playing defense. That's why I shot. I'm going to keep saying that. Moody's been playing defense, yo. Again, I said this 3 games before the season ended, bro. He's going to get played off the floor. He's going to salivate when they have a one-on-one with that guy. I hope Kerr stops being petty and just pulls the trigger. Have Jimmy be the primary ball handler, man. We need this game. If we really going to have a chance, we're going to need to win this game, man, tied up 2-2. So, Curry, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. I did say I don't want to see Curry play this series, but now after losing and being down 2-1, yeah, Curry, we need you, man. We need you, Curry. We need you. The hammy can rest on the offseason, but, yeah, we need you, man. We can push this to game 7, bro. If we can get it to 7, we're good. We're good.
Hey, but, before you go, give me that 5 again. Did you remember his 5, Steiny?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Give me that 5.
Okay. I've written down.
Okay, give it to
Jimmy
me.
Jimmy at the 1, Buddy at the 2, JK at the 3, Dre at the 4, and Post at the 5. Oh. You can't go wrong with that. That's Buddy as a shooter. You got Post as a shooter. And JK can shoot as well, man. I don't know what I'm talking about. JK
all right,
can't
I like, shoot. Hey, I'm not JK, mad at that. What do you think, Donnie?
There's still a guy on the court you don't have to guard. And I think that's one of the reasons Post isn't getting shots.
Man. You think? Hey, no doubt, man.
Yeah,
he said Jimmy running it, Steiny. You know, his hands.
I'm seeing a lot of people on the YouTube chat, and it's not a bad suggestion. But the problem now is he's in a funk. But what was their starting lineup with Moody? Remember everyone? Well, they're 15-0, and
oh yeah,
they're 22-4. Yeah. I can't remember the exact numbers, but
it was great.
But they won with Moody in the lineup. Or at least in the starting lineup.
But do you think that would even get him going?
I don't know.
Or would the best jumper cables in the world get him going now? Because that ball's got to feel like a bag of bricks if I'm, you know what I mean? As you get, now they're down. You don't want to go back to mini Wednesday.
Well, you don't have players. They don't have enough players. I mean, you start saying Moody can't play and Pods can't. You don't have enough players. They're running out of players who can play in this series. They just are, and it's becoming more noticeable, obviously, without Steph. It's you can say it, and you can know it's going to happen, right. But until you see what it looks like, you don't really have a sense of it.
Okay.
And the Golden State Warriors' best player is Steph Curry, and it's not even close. And now Jimmy Butler, instead of being a guy who can go 7-for-13 and get everybody else involved, now he's got to play and try to score 20 or 25. That's not what he likes to do.
But he did it.
Now you go to Jonathan Kuminga. He's going to have to get you 20 to 25. And then after that, what do you have? You have you don't have one player you can count on offensively. Buddy's been the best of the remaining players in the postseason, but you can't count on Buddy Hield. And the reality is that without Steph Curry, Buddy can be guarded.
Yeah. No, it's real. And I was sitting here because I watched him before I went to bed again, Stoney, just like, man, it was there. They didn't get it done. And we gave kudos and rightfully so to Mike Dunleavy. But I'm asking you, Stoney, if you were running the Warriors, and I know it's about the game tonight, when you see others or the youngsters not meet the moment, do you just say, oh, they'll meet the moment and we'll be fine moving forward? Let's just talk about next year because Curry will be back. Nothing to really see here? Or do you say, okay, we got regular season guys and then guys, or is it just,
I mean,
this is a one-off, right? This is the first time.
No, it's not a one-off.
But it's the first time for Pods,
right.
First time.
So what do you expect? Like, they're playing their first post. Been bad. Moody. Oh, well, Moody's got a ring. Moody's played in the postseason before. No, he hasn't. He hasn't. He played here and there, but this is much different. This is essentially Moody's first playoff. He's not playing well. It's Pod's first playoff, not playing well. Post first playoff, not playing well. It's what happens. Kuminga, unfortunately, he didn't play at all until the last game. So the young guys either aren't playing or aren't producing. And the real issue with them is, a big reason they're not producing is because they have to do more now than they ever did in the regular season, but they're playing a team now that's better than most of the teams they played in the regular season.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it feels like some Warrior fans didn't think this was going to be an uphill battle, this particular series, even without Steph, and I didn't understand that. I mean, he just impacts every single thing.
And, man, if he's listening, and even if he's not, I knew what he was worth and what he meant. But, Stoney, I got caught up in, you know, the others, and they can do this thing without him, and there's nobody that can sit here and not say what you just said is not the gospel in regard to he makes it easy on everybody. Guys are wide open because I'm out there. You know, I could have a fever, but if I'm out there, just my body, Evan's going to look better. Stoney's going to look better. Goo's going to look better. So that's on black. And the whole game, even when they score, Stoney, it's hard. The offense is hard.
Yes.
Clunky.
$2 from Atco Pest Control on the YouTube chat.
Ballin.
You salary dumped Jordan Poole. The organization deserves this. All right, Atco. The Jordan Poole for Chris Paul trade.
I'm not going that far back. I'm just going far as back as Kerr, I love you. You're a made man. But a dude could get off the sofa and score 30 for you. Maybe we'd be a higher seed had he not been getting no DMPs. I don't know.
The one of the things Shasky, I've been hearing him say, and I agree with him, is this team and this offense is too Steph centric. The problem is it's nobody's fault. It's a result of how great Steph Curry is. Steph Curry is such a great player that you predicated your whole offense around what he can do, and rightfully so. That's what you do with great players. Unfortunately, when a great player gets hurt, Now you have to play in such a different way that it's hard for everybody. It's not, you know, it's not like if Mike Conley went out for the Timberwolves, they might be able to stick another point guard in there and not lose a lot. But when you're talking about a guy like Steph Curry, and I mean, look, Jimmy Butler, I guarantee you he did not want to go 12 for 26. I bet you he thinks he played terrible because of that shooting percentage, knowing him. But he's got to do that. So now Butler's a little bit more out of his comfort zone. And everybody's a little more out of their comfort zone because they're being asked to play a bigger role against a better team when the game's as hard as it's been all year.
Well, I'll say this. This team was headed for what I believe, Stoney. I know we got the lottery tonight, but this team was headed to no playoffs, right? And Jimmy Butler's here. So everything that you said and I've been reminded of in regard to gravity and Steph Curry, you're right. But for me and Warrior fans not to expect Jimmy couldn't handle it, that's all we're asking is what we saw yesterday. But again, it goes back to Draymond Green. I'm not asking you to be Kobe, but if you could have mustered up maybe 10 or 8 points, maybe we're talking about a Warrior win. So I'm not sitting here, no part of me, and you hadn't said it, Stoney, but I just want to make sure I'm not disappointed at all. I want selfish Jimmy. I want that guy that scored 40 points in his career 8 times in the playoffs because his team has no chance. But Draymond's got to step up. And I'm not just – it's real. Dre, you have to score too.
Here's what Steve Kerr said yesterday after the Warriors practice about what do you expect tonight from Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga.
My experience is that they probably won't combine for 63 tomorrow, but that other people will fill in some of those gaps. And every game is just different and unique. So you just kind of move forward and you look at, you know, where you can attack, what you can do better, and then different guys step up. But I'm very confident that both JK and Jimmy will play well, but to expect 63 points combined again is probably unrealistic.
Can I tell you? Then why were you shaking your head?
Because that sounds like, and I'm not mad at Kurt, that's his reality, but listen, you asked me a question. Stoney, that's like me saying, oh, I got a bill due in 2 days. I don't have the money for it, but it'll come from somewhere. When you say you don't expect him to get 63, I get that, but just to say he's basically saying it's going to come from some other guys, Steve, it's not. Well, we don't necessarily know that.
So what do you want to do? So should he say we only have 2 scorers and we're going to lose because I don't trust anybody after those guys?
He basically said it.
No, he said we need somebody else
and
to
had
step
no
up.
Names. Well, it's like pull a name out of hat.
Well, exactly.
But the name out of hat is not going to do it, most likely, because you got too many dudes in funks.
Well, whose fault is that? It's their fault. It's the Warriors' fault if they're not good enough and everybody's in a everybody's
no.
I mean, I don't know what you want him to say. Who's the number 3 guy? Like, okay, Butler and Draymond got him 63.
Well, you benched that guy a month ago. About a month ago, the third best scorer got benched.
Okay, well, that's irrelevant for Saturday's game because he had 30. So it's you had 2 guys with 63. What's he supposed to, like, who's the third scorer?
That's the problem of the Warriors without Curry.
But
I'm not
like
mad
we
at
just
anybody.
Discovered that.
What
we
do you mean?
That.
No, I'm just reacting to what you just played. Don't tell me you knew Pods was going to be this invisible. GP2 and Moody and Post.
I'm telling
you. I mean,
the
whole team is invisible outside, and Draymond, too. So I'm not mad at nothing. It's just Steph is everything. And there it is. He is everything.
I didn't expect their first-time players in the postseason to improve their play from the regular season. That is absolutely unrealistic.
But what about maintain it?
No, it's the playoffs. They've never been in the playoffs. Pods has never been in the postseason. He's finding out it's a different game. He's finding out that he can't do half the crap he did in the regular season. Moody, he's finding out that he's not getting those open jumpers like he did. Players are getting rushed.
So,
the game's more physical.
Gotcha.
They haven't adjusted.
So is it just about next year when we get here, those guys will be better? Or do you look at the players like, oh, your regular season you can maintain and look good?
I don't know.
Contribute.
Do you want to give up on him? You can give up on him.
No, I'm asking you that because that's the reality that this team is facing moving forward.
I'm just saying. They're playing their first playoffs. They're not playing well.
Well, what's Draymond's excuse?
Draymond's old. Draymond's old and undersized and not athletic, and he's playing against the guy who's playing super hard in Julius Randle.
Yeah.
I mean, if you objectively look at these two teams right now without Steph Curry, how do you think the Warriors are going to win this series? It would.
But it's fascinating that they're getting this close in games without him, Stein.
I mean, the Lakers were close in every fourth quarter. That's the nature of the NBA, in a way.
Not in Indiana.
And it... Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
We'll be fine.